Speed traders under pressure. From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. New York's attorney general is suing Barclays, saying the giant bank gives unfair advantage to high-frequency traders. High-speed, high-tech trading is under new scrutiny following the Michael Lewis book, Flash Boys. BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London, where Barclays is based. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Mark.
So this is a complex issue, and the case has a lot of tiny details. But at the core, what is Barclays accused of doing?
Of misrepresenting to its customers the nature of the safeguards that it had to protect them from abusive or manipulative predatory trading. And the consequence was that investors simply were not getting the kind of protection that they were told they were getting.
Now, this fits into the bigger picture of this ongoing debate as to whether the market is fair or rigged, whether some new technology and innovation is being used in a problematic way. This won't be the last case related to this issue of high-frequency trading. How are banks responding to this new scrutiny?
Well, Barclays specifically has responded to this latest development by saying that it's cooperating with the investigation and that it thinks that fair markets are a terribly important thing that it wants to achieve. More generally, banks are under a great deal of pressure to look at things much more closely than they have done perhaps in the past and try and ensure that they are a little bit better protected against this kind of legal action. But it's intrinsically, I suppose, very difficult for senior management to know everything that's going on in their name.
Okay, BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker in London, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Mark.
There are hopeful signs about the housing market in America, but not as many as economists would like. A new Harvard report puts the blame on millennials for not buying homes like generations before. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark explains.
Millennials get blamed for a lot these days. Entitled behavior, kombucha. One more thing that's kind of their fault, but not, the sluggish housing market.
Young people are always the key driver of the housing market.
Chris Herbert is with Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says an expanding housing market requires a chain reaction. Young people buy starter homes from middle-aged people who can upgrade to bigger homes.
Without those young buyers coming into the market, the whole market tends to really get bogged down.
So what do millennials have to say for themselves?
On behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible.
This viral YouTube video called Millennials, We Suck and We're Sorry, kind of gives you a hint. 29-year-old Steve Parkhurst made it. He says student debt, low-paying freelance jobs, and scary unemployment rates for most of his adult life have kept him and lots of his friends from even thinking about real estate.
I love the idea of owning a home, but at the moment, it's just not a possibility.
Maybe, he says, by the time he's 40. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. A gift from you, yes, you, if you can, in any amount, helps the Marketplace crew keep telling the money stories behind the news of the day. Help us end the budget year in a strong position by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. Today, the U.S. national soccer team can advance with a win or tie versus Germany in the World Cup. Soccer has long been a popular youth sport in America, but pro leagues have struggled. That's changing, though. Something on display in Sacramento, California. Joe Rubin reports on a new team's unexpected popularity.
The team's name, Sacramento Republic FC. The FC stands for football club. Sacramento's booster club also has a European flavor. They call themselves the Tower Bridge Brigade. They're mostly young people in their 20s, and they stand, sing, and chant all game long. Sacramento Republic plays in the USL. That's a league a notch below Major League Soccer, where U.S. superstar Clint Dempsey plays for the Seattle Sounders. But don't tell Sac Republic fans they're second tier. The team has sold out several games in a 20,000-seat stadium. So why are these mostly young fans so revved up?
You know, if you just look at the numbers, you know, the average person when they graduate high school today, at least in the Sacramento area, has played 7 years of soccer.
Team owner Warren Smith says he actually has been surprised by the extent of the crowds, but he knew all those young soccer players and their parents could support a team.
They're familiar with it. They've played it. They understand it. And so if they play it, you know, that's, you know, one of the first indicators of whether or not they'll buy a ticket.
I think it's just a natural progression of people being interested in soccer.
Sports economist Patrick Rich says the reason professional soccer is growing in the U.S. It's connecting with millennials.
It's been a popular youth sport for a long time. NBC now has this deal with the English Premier League. And so now we can see regularly the top quality soccer league in the world.
Some say Republic FC's early success at the gate and on the field could bump the team up a notch to Major League Soccer. But on this night, they are losing to a team from Phoenix 1-0. Brian Traynor, one of the leaders of the Tower Bridge Brigade, says it's time to get louder.
We're all going to keep singing, and it might happen right here. Yeah. I'm hoping for it. Here we go.
Huh, it worked. In Soccer Craze Sacramento, I'm Joe Rubin for Marketplace.
And finally, 40 years ago today, the way we shop changed for good when an Ohio grocery store sold a pack of gum. The Juicy Fruit had a barcode on it, the first ever item scanned and sold this way. For better or worse, that was the first step on our path to the current age of big data. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.